I'm Joe Catalano with an AEM Quincy News update for Monday, September 30th. Well, the Braintree branch of the MBTA's Red Line is back in service today after a 24-day shutdown that began back on September 6th. Workers spent the past 3 weeks updating 18 miles of track designed to eliminate over 20 speed restrictions and cut the round-trip travel time on the line by 27 minutes. In addition to the track work, officials say stations were also given a thorough cleaning, and new Red Line cars will continue to be added to the fleet as they become available. Vehicle crashed into the woods off of Route 3 in Plymouth last night, seriously injuring two men inside, including the driver who was trapped. Plymouth Fire says it responded to Route 3 just after 8 o'clock on a report of a single vehicle crash with entrapment. Found one vehicle that had gone off the southbound lanes of the road into the woods. The driver, an adult male, was heavily entrapped. Took about 20 minutes for firefighters to free him using hydraulic extrication tools. He was flown by Boston Medflight to a Rhode Island trauma center. The passenger, another adult male, also seriously injured in the crash and treated at the scene, then taken by ambulance to South Shore Hospital in Weymouth. No immediate word on their conditions or what caused that crash. State police are investigating. Saturday, Randolph Fire Department responded to a house fire at 37 North Harriet Street. All the residents escaped safely before firefighters arrived, including engines from Holbrook, and found the blaze in a bedroom within the basement of the one-and-a-half-story home. Firefighters extinguished the flames in about 20 minutes. No one was hurt. However, the home sustained extensive smoke and heat damage, leaving six residents displaced. The American Red Cross was assisting the victims. Officials say the fire may have been electrical in nature. A man was shot in the hand in a vehicle in Dorchester Friday morning, and the car was found in Randolph. Footage from Randolph shows police at a mobile gas station on North Main Street with at least two cars within crime scene tape. Boston police confirmed they were towing a car with gunfire damage from Randolph back to Boston. They confirmed it was connected to a shooting in Dorchester that took place Friday morning. A man suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound on his hand. So far, no arrests have been made. Now, representatives of Steward Healthcare, lenders, and a landlord continue to negotiate in an unusual weekend hearing ahead of a looming deadline to sell Steward Healthcare's remaining Massachusetts hospitals. Yesterday's hearing, conducted by a federal bankruptcy court judge in Texas, offered new insights into the high-pressure negotiations and hinted that Massachusetts could be required to put up millions of dollars more to make the deals happen. The state is already on the hook for $511 million over several years. Transactions facing a deadline of October 1st include Lifespan's purchase of Morton Hospital and St. Anne's Hospital, Lawrence General Hospital's purchase of Holy Family in Methuen and Haverhill, and Boston Medical Center's purchase of Good Samaritan in Brockton. The agreements were originally announced in late August, but parties continued to argue yesterday what lenders should be paid and where the money should come from. During the hearing, a representative of Steward warned it was critical to allow the sales to close because after today, buyers could potentially walk away from their offers. Also, state funding to keep the hospitals afloat will run out today. Much of the negotiations yesterday, however, happened in private. The hearing ended after Steward's attorney told the judge they were working with the state and others to guarantee $5 million in benefits to the lenders. He also promised on the record to work toward revising terms with the lenders and to sell properties adjacent to the hospitals to fund payments to those lenders. Numerous utility crews pulled out of a parking lot in Westwood yesterday morning, starting the long drive to Virginia, where they will help restore power in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Eversource officials said about 50 line crews from across Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire are making the trip to support Appalachian Power in a region where about 130,000 customers are still without power. About 20 support personnel are also making the trip. Hurricane roared ashore Thursday night as a Category 4 storm on Florida's Gulf Coast, then quickly moved Friday through other states, uprooting trees, splintering homes, and sending creeks and rivers over their banks, straining dams. Dozens of deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions are without power in the region. Also, members of Massachusetts Task Force 1 are working in North Carolina. Photos shared by the organization showed members helping to reach residents trapped in homes and RVs. And a swift water rescue team from Manchester, New Hampshire is also in North Carolina. The city of Quincy will receive a $50,000 grant to help promote safer roads. The federal funds through the Municipal Road Safety Grant Program will go toward police departments across the state to conduct traffic safety enforcement, bicyclist and pedestrian safety enforcement, trainings and community events, and the purchase of traffic safety equipment. Reminder, the Quincy DPW is conducting smoke testing of the city's sewer system through October. Crews will be putting non-toxic, non-staining smoke into sewer pipes to check for leaks. Officials say it's unlikely but possible. Some smoke may get into homes, and police and fire details will be available to respond to any such incidents. And a reminder that one outbound lane of traffic on Quincy Shore Drive between Billings and North Streets will be closed weekdays this week from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. through Thursday as National Grid replaces a gas valve. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says a police detail will be on scene to direct traffic around the work zone. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 137. The NASDAQ dropped 70. The S&P fell 7. Asian stocks are also mixed. The dollar's down. The euro was up. Oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, tough loss for the Patriots out on the West Coast as they lose to San Francisco 30-13. The Red Sox ended their season on a winning note, beating Tampa Bay 3-1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny and a high of 71 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 58. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high 68. Cloudy on Wednesday, the high of 67. Sunny 72 on Thursday. Marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. A light northerly wind will turn easterly later today. High tide 10:46 a.m. Sunrise at 6:40, sets at 6:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, September 30th.